Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Joining me now is a guy that I know is probably always seated in the media area when this music is being played. This is my guy, one of the best in the business. I've had him on a handful of times. Welcome back. He covers your Yankees for The Athletic. It's Brendan Cuddy, BK, on The Fan.
Keith, thank you for having me on. And we got a little bit of news, right? The Yankees know who their ALDS opponent will be.
Hell yeah. I mean, it's what I wanted. I mean, be careful what you wish for. But, you know, I went to the first two games of the Orioles series to start the last homestand, and I watched the Orioles beat us in both of those games, and I'm like, those guys could be coming right back here next Saturday, and I'm glad that they're not. I'd rather see the Royals, not underestimating the Royals, but let's start there. Bobby Witt Jr., this guy was in conversation to be an MVP. I think it was just false conversation. I think it was just Judge haters, Yankee haters trying to push the narrative with him after Gunnar Henderson flamed out. But man, this is a Royals team. I just saw, you know, some people on Twitter pointing out that they've been to more World Series and won the World Series more recently than the Yankees. They lost 106 games. The Yankee season ended last year with them, right? The Yankees won that one game in that series to make sure that they would be, you know, 82-80, and here we are again. The universe never unconnects. What do you think we can expect from these new-look Kansas City Royals with some young energy and some veterans?
Look, man, they're going to be a tough task. I don't think the Bobby Witt conversation was inflated. He's probably the best defensive shortstop in the American League. And, I mean, geez, hell of a hitter, led the league in hits, led the league in batting average. Was he Aaron Judge? No. But, I mean, did he deserve to be in that conversation until probably September? Sure. Absolutely. I mean, guy never struck out. You know, never, you know, decent amount of walks. Just a great player. But, you know, all around, the Yankees have, you know, not dominated Kansas City exactly, but they did win the season series 5-2. I think that Yankee Stadium will play a big factor, right? Because in Kansas City, you've got this younger team. You know, you got these guys who haven't necessarily been in these spots before. Yankee Stadium should be rocking, should be crazy. Sal Perez will lead them from like a leadership standpoint. And then the starting pitching can be pretty tough. The bullpen, meh. So, you know, I do think that this is a good matchup for the Yankees. I do like how they're able to set up, you know, Cole, then Rodon, and then either Heal or Schmidt in Game 3. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be crazy Yankee Stadium, but I do like the Yankees in this one.
Yeah, I think I like the Yankees in this one, and I like the Yankees in the next one. I was just talking about the American League Central, and I think Yankee fans, obviously, we're a little too cavalier about it, but we laugh at the American League Central. The Twins, ha, 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 can't beat us. The Guardians, whatever. The Indians, nah. You know, but now looking at these Tigers, these baby Tiger Cubs, they play free, they play fast, they hit, they have A.J. Hinch pressing the buttons with that bullpen, they have an ace in Tarik Skubal, and they're one of the hottest teams in baseball right now. They advanced, and they knock out the Houston Astros, and I think every Yankee fan in the world was rooting for that. I mean, I understand there are some Yankee fans that have called the fan today to say, oh, I wanted to go through the Houston Astros. No, you didn't. I don't know where that false bravado comes from. I don't know why you'd want to face the team that's knocked you out every time before. What do you think about the Tigers and A.J. Hinch and this run that they've made? I just chalk it up to it's a young man's game. Ignorance is bliss. You don't know what you don't know. And these kids are just playing baseball. They don't have the pressure of their contract or any expectations.
Sure. I'd also lean toward talking about the parity in baseball this year, right? No 100-win teams. There's no juggernaut out there. You can say that the Yankees are the most talented team, but as we just saw, the Tigers knocked off the Astros, and few saw that coming. So, if I'm a Yankees fan, maybe that scares me a little bit, right? Because the Yankees should take care of the Royals, but we just watched the Tigers handle the Astros. So, what's to stop the Royals from doing that to the Yankees? That wouldn't make me happy. And if I'm being honest, if I'm a Yankees fan, I want the Astros again. I want to go beat the Astros and finally flip that narrative and stop having Astros fans in my Twitter mentions all the time telling me about how they own our faces, if I'm a Yankees fan.
So
I kind of disagree a little bit with you there.
I lived it. I went to those games. I from the 2015 wild card game with Dallas Keuchel starting from them, and then every other series, like, I seen too much of their fans in our building having success and the Yankees crumbling. I am giddy at the prospect of playing the Royals and or the Guardians and Tigers and not having to face the Astros, not having to go to Minute Maid Park. I have too many bad memories of homers being hit and clutch moments and strikeouts and the Astros dominating the Yankees. That's done. Don't have to worry about that this year. If there ever was a year, the Yankees have to get here. So what do you think about that, right? Because all the pressure now is on the Yankees. The Yankees are the number one seed. The Yankees facing the AL Central. All the hype for the next few days until we get to Saturday and actually get to see it is going to be the Yankees got to get to the World Series. The Yankees, now they have to do it. Look at this path. Look, it's easier than ever, in theory.
I mean, I think that's the easiest thing to say, right? You're the New York Yankees. You got the big old payroll. You got arguably three of the best players in the sport in Judge, Soto, Gerrit Cole. And you're facing a Royals team that, not a lot of people expected to get this far. So I think it's very easy to say the Yankees should go win it all. And I'm sure that they think they can win it all, and they should. And I'm sure fans expect it. I think it's just a little too easy of a narrative to run with, right? But that being said, if you're a baseball fan, that's what you want to talk about because, who wants to get into the nitty gritty of things? Let's just go and run with our hearts and enjoy it or live and die by it. So, yeah, I think the Yankees, I think it's easy to say this if there's ever a year, this is it, right? Especially because you got Yankees fans looking at Juan Soto and saying, please don't walk out that door. Because if he does, you don't feel any better next year. You don't feel better next year than you did this year.
Only if they win. Like, if he wins the World Series, you can go wherever you want to go, bro. Thanks.
No.
If he wins the World Series,
not.
I don't know how many calls I've taken where they're like, Keith, would you rather lose the World Series and keep Juan Soto or win the World Series and lose Juan Soto? I'm like, the answer is you win the World Series. You want the championship.
Yeah, of course you win the World Series. But I mean, I'd hate to hear the other would you rather in these people's lives, because you're the New York Yankees. You can have both. Like, get out of here.
That's a bar.
Why does it have to be one?
That's a bar. You're the New York Yankees. You could have both. You should have both. You should have the World Series in 2024 and then go into the offseason and say Soto goes nowhere because we're trying to go back-to-back. Nobody goes back-to-back. Nobody has gone back-to-back since we did it.
For sure. And also, look, you sign Juan Soto as your, I don't know how to say it, not necessarily your Aaron Judge succession plan, right? Because you want them together in the lineup hitting 100 home runs a year for you. For as long as possible. But if you can get a 25-year-old stud in there who's going to be your anchor for the next 10 seasons, you got to look past this. You got to look past this season. So, Yankee fans, if you're saying to yourself, Juan Soto, win us this World Series and we don't care where you go, you are nuts.
Juan Soto being 25, you know, I'm talking about youth. I'm talking about how the Yankees got to get younger. Look at these young Tigers. Juan Soto is 25, and he will lead the charge. So when Judge is aging out, Juan Soto's still going to be in his prime. I would love to see him stay, but I'm not worried about the winter meeting so much. I'm worried about right now and this roster right now. And there's another young Dominican outfielder I just got a call about, you know, Jason Dominguez. What do you think about Jason Dominguez versus Alex Verdugo in left field? I've said this. Verdugo gets the nod. He's been there all year. He has postseason experience. He's a better defensive glove. They'll bat him ninth like they've been, and they'll hope for the best.
I don't know what they'll do, and I'm not going to make any predictions here. But, I mean, you started one guy the last five games of the regular season, and that was Jason Dominguez. And Verdugo got some work in right field and got some work in left field. So that tells me, like, what if the Yankees want to get funky and eighth inning one run and Juan Soto just hit? I mean, do you at that point go prevent defense and put Dominguez in left and Verdugo in right and pull Juan Soto? Like, I don't know exactly what the thinking is there, but I the guy you started the last five games of the regular season, I got to think that you're leaning in that direction. That being said, I don't know. You can see a team leaning toward Verdugo because you at least know that he's going to, you know, play a good outfield for you. I don't care what the advanced stats say. I don't care that the advanced stats are like mixed on him. The guy's a good left fielder. Watch him. You can have both again. You can start Dominguez. You can go get a 4-1 lead. You know, let Dominguez go wrap a double and drive in some runs, and then bring in Verdugo in the sixth or seventh inning for defense.
Yeah. What about Trent Grisham? Trent Grisham. I mean, if we're going defensive replacements, it's Trent Grisham over Jason Dominguez. Trent Grisham doesn't get any love. Trent Grisham homered, and we almost forgot about the guy. He's another one that's going to be borderline, make the postseason roster or not. I think he makes it, though.
I mean, I don't know. I think he makes it as well. I don't know. I don't know what the postseason roster looks like. Today, Aaron Boone, while speaking on the Talking Yanks show, mentioned the idea of like possibly going with 11 position players instead of 12. Which would be less than 13, which they could have.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's kind of interesting. But, I mean, Trent Grisham, let me look at this here because I'm staring at it. He's played one position all year, center field. So you're not going to use him as a defensive replacement in left or in right.
I think he'd be able to handle it, but I don't think they're going to get they're not getting cute like that in October.
No.
What about Marcus Stroman? I got a call. There was a young fan, and like all the young fans love Stroman because he's got the sauce, he's got the drip, he's got the tattoos, he's got the throwback Yankee merch. And the young caller was like, it doesn't sit right with me, Marcus Stroman not being on the postseason roster. And I'm like, why? Like, who are you? Why doesn't it sit right with you? Like, what is Marcus Stroman's definitive role and spot, right? He's out of the rotation. He got thrown back into the rotation because Nestor got scratched. He's not going to get a start in October. And I don't know exactly the situation that you want to go to him out of the bullpen over some of the other bullpen arms. What do you think about Marcus Stroman making the postseason roster here?
I mean, whether he makes it or not, I don't I think the reality is you don't want to be pitching Marcus Stroman in the playoffs right now. Like the Yankees pulled him out of the rotation, and in terms of a bullpen role, they've kind of looked at him as more like a length guy, and like where does he fit, right? If Marcus Stroman's pitching,
you don't want that game.
Things have probably gone really wrong,
yeah,
right?
You don't want that game.
Look, Yankees will be proactive heavy in terms of going to their bullpen. Like, even if in game two, Rodon's looking like he's struggling, they might give him a quick hook and go bullpen it with the hope that, hey, Carlos, could you come back for game five for us? Could you come back for game four for us, right? To save him a little bit. Ooh. And then piece it with bullpen. Even in that situation, like, where are you throwing Marcus, right? Like, listen, competitor, he said everything right this season. He's done everything right this season. He's a great teammate from what I've seen. And he'll be in next year's rotation, slotted to be in next year's rotation. But just, where are you going to use him?
Yeah, you mentioned Carlos Rodon. I'm a little worried about Rodon. I don't want to see a game five. Hopefully the Yankees can win it in four with Gerrit Cole pitching twice. Rodon just scares me. I don't know.
Well, I don't even know if they would do that. If they go 2-1, right? If they're up 2-1 and they haven't touched Schmidt or Heel for game four, you can start Schmidt or Heel for game four, go Cole game five, and you still have Rodon ready for game one of the CS.
Cole, Rodon, either or Heel or Schmidt for 3 and 4, you're saying?
I'm saying if the Yankees are up 2-1, right?
So three games, who would pitch the third game?
Let me get there. Like, so you're up 2-1, and you pitch either Schmidt or Heel, right? Either one. Game four doesn't necessarily have to be Cole, right? It could be Schmidt. It could be the other of Schmidt, or it could be the other of Schmidt or Heel.
Whoever didn't pitch game three.
If they're both ready to go.
And if you didn't have them come out of the bullpen, Clark Schmidt.
Yeah, I'm saying either one of them is an option in game four, you could start one of them for game four and then leave Cole for five.
I like the way you're thinking, BK, because all I'm thinking is I'm not pitching Carlos Rodon twice in a five-game series if I don't have to, and they have the option to not have to do that. We're on the phone with BK, I call him Brendan Cuddy from The Athletic, been covering the Yankees for years, and he's a real one. He's a hip-hop head, and he's just down to earth and gets it. So the next thing with the Yankees here is with Rizzo going down. I just, I know that they haven't ruled it out yet.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. the MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They're saying, you know, I just don't see anybody breaking their hand and a week later playing in the ALDS, especially the glove hand with these guys firing the ball over there to you, the paint. I just don't see it happening. So it's Ben Rice, right? Ben Rice is going to get that opportunity to start.
It could be Ben Rice. I thought Jazz Chisholm's answer today was kind of interesting. I brought up to him, so like, how comfortable are you with the first baseman over there? Well, you know, Rizzo's been a picking machine since he's come back. And he said, hey, really, really comfortable with Cabrera over there. Mm. You know, he's like a shortstop playing first base.
Cabby, yeah.
And then he said, oh, and then he like mentioned like who, and the other person, oh, Ben Rice. Ben Rice, he's a catcher over there.
He forgot John Birdie's name, his former Miami Marlins teammate. He forgot.
Well, no. It was more that his first answer was Cabrera.
Right.
And then he searched a little bit for Ben Rice. And it won't be Birdie starting. It won't.
No, but I saw Birdie was taking some ground balls at first.
Well, yeah. If you wanted to get like super duper aggressive with like, you know, starting Rice, and then you got to pinch hit him at some point. And then you got to bring in Cabrera, but then you need Cabrera to go move somewhere for whatever reason. Birdie could jump in at first base somehow.
Interesting. Now you got me thinking. Last two things for you, BK. This might take you a second. I know you're at the workout, and I know you've been watching the Zooms. I get the link to the Zoom, but I always just think it's weird because, like, I'm a media member, but I'm not a reporter. I think it'd be super weird for me to be, like, Keith McPherson on the Zoom watching the Zoom. I'm going to see all the clips or whatever. But what was the most interesting thing that you saw in the workout Monday, and what was the most interesting thing that you heard or came from the Zoom conversations the last couple of days?
Well, Keith, if you're getting the link, that means, you know, by all means, join in. And if you want to ask a question, you can do that.
I'm struggling with it still. I'm like, I'm allowed to go to the like clubhouse and on the field, but I'm a fan, and I think I should stay more with the fans than with the media members. I don't know if that makes sense. Like,
it makes sense. Yeah, if you're going to be in the clubhouse, yeah, we'll talk about that elsewhere. We'll talk about that another time.
Yeah, we'll offline.
But. Yeah, I mean, the most interesting thing to me that I saw during the workout on Monday, it's a little bit of what we talked about, right? Birdie doing a little work at first, Grisham and Verdugo and Dominguez all being in the same group for the outfield. You know, Yankees minor leaguers were due to arrive at the stadium today. So guys like Duke Ellis, the possible pinch runner, he was due to arrive, so you can't rule him off of the playoff roster. Mm-hmm. So like those are the main things for me, right? Because Tuesday's workout was kind of nothing. It was kind of just going through the motions, keeping the engine revving. But we'll learn a lot more tomorrow when Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone speak to the media via Zoom, and then on Friday when we're seeing things happen. Those were the things that stood out to me.
Awesome. Maybe I will join for Boone and Cashman's conversation. I'll just keep my camera off, and maybe I'll come up with a pseudonym or something. And I'll just hide.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't do that, but do your thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, my guy Brendan Cuddy from The Athletic covering your New York Yankees. Thanks, BK.
Hey, thanks, Keith, for having me on. Have a good night, man. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.